kill, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 on the kill, fill the smokehouse full. Maybe later on might kill some more, you know, but it just, he might sell few, not a few, but he raised his, raised in particular for his own use. And his cows, sometimes we'll fatten a yell or something, they'll kill it. For, sometimes he sell a few yellings along, you know, but it's, for your own meat, you raid and kill. I remember one time when I was a good big, pretty good sized boy, I always had me a hog, you know, I'd feed out, you know, and I'd want, he'd bite, you know, but I remember one time he said, oh, Foster, any hog works so much, and so he gave me more than a hog was worth. And I'd go in there and say, Mama, Dad told me he'd give me so much, I said, oh, I'd make him give me another dollar, you know, she, I'd go back out there, tell him, and he said, okay, give him that. Back out then the third time I went in. Every time he'd give me the dollar, I'd go and tell her. He'd come back out and he went out there that time. He said, I ain't your staff, where your mammy is now. So he done knocked that hog in the head. It was just amazing how he done. He stopped that subject.
Yeah.
He said, you was trotting in there all day. Do your mammy make you raise that hog all day?
Yeah.
Raise the price. Back in there, there was a Jim Griffin, he lived right across together from us. George Bennett lived down the road down, Buttons up there, and some of my mother's brothers lived up the road. This place was full of people. God there ain't nobody up here much now.
Yeah.
It's just, God, dude, just it was full of white folks. And there were white family, they had about one sharecropper.
Well, Georgetown's about the same as it always was.
There ain't much difference in it. No, it's about the same. It ain't grown. No, there ain't nothing coming. It's just them, you know, them old stores. They're the same old stores. They're remodeling some. It's just like it was 100 years ago, yet about.
But this country, there were a lot more people out here in the country.
Oh, gosh. You could just, God, I could just ride and show you house after house. It's a raised a big family down in the up here, and Uncle Walter down there. And all the folks down yonder up yonder, and that old place up yonder on up the road down, and God, it just, God, you got it.
And they've all gone to city or something?
Well, done, the old folks, the younger folks, is some of them in Columbus, and they done moved away from here, because the old folks is done gone.
Mm-hmm. Have you changed a lot, the land a lot? Have you done, gotten a lot of brush and trees off the land?
I've cleared up a whole lot of it since I've cleared up a heap of this land back in here and put it in pasture. I've cleared up a heap of it. I cleared up right from that old place there since I bought. Now I bought that old place. Oh, place there since I moved up here, and then I bought that old place across the highway where I'm after I moved up here.
Yeah.
I started off with this one up here.
Did your daddy give you any land when you were?
No, he never did that. He didn't have enough of that place over there.
Uh huh. Well, now when you started farming, how did you get? You farm for your dad? Did you get your own mules?
I started farming off there when I got. I grown. I started off farming. He just gave me a mule, and we just farmed together. I farmed to myself, and he farmed to himself. And later on, I just farmed that. Couldn't been a year, and then I bought this up here, and then moved up here and went to farm for myself. And then I still farm. He farmed, and my mother died in the meantime. Long, and then he married again, and the stepmother had some children, and they farmed several years there. And then he was getting old, and he wasn't doing nothing farming. And I was taking the farm back, and I just went to farm it myself. He quit farming.
Hmm.
And I'd go from here over there and farm it, or I'd farm with